your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hundreden Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hundreden Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hundredenhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
We know President Obama is endorsing Hillary Clinton, but Bernie Sanders continues his campaign for the White House even after that endorsement.
Despite an endorsement by President Obama for Hillary Clinton, Senator Bernie Sanders continues his campaign for president.
Well, here we are in mid-June and we're still standing.
At a rally in Washington, D.C., Sanders says his campaign has put a
movement taking Clinton to task for his criminal justice reforms, the former president not having any of it.
You are defending the people who kill the lives you say matter. Tell the truth.
Clinton continuing to call out the protesters for misrepresenting their cause, defending bills passed during his presidency. The search is on in Washington state after two men escape a psychiatric hospital. One of the escapees, a man accused of torturing a woman to death. He's still on the loose. He'd been found too mentally ill for trial. The other inmate recaptured. The final winner picked last night on American Idol, and during the finale, the three original judges show up to present Ryan Seacrest with a giant neon American Idol sign. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, it's Rusty Humphries, host of Trending Today USA, where we feature the biggest and the best and the brightest trending stories in the world. One of the places I go first every single day is WesternJournalism.com. Chris Agee's here. He's the managing editor of WesternJournalism.com. What makes WesternJournalism.com so special?
Well, Rusty, I think it is very special. We bring you the news as it actually happens. We're one of the places that you can come for the facts, and they're backed up by what's actually happening out there.
You know, a lot of websites, they deal in rumor and innuendo. You guys are really dealing in journalism, is that right?
Right. Oh, absolutely. And there's no question that we're going to bring you pro-American news. I mean, we're going to bring you stuff that makes you proud of the freedoms that we have. And we back up the Constitution every step of the way, but that doesn't influence our reporting. Our reporting is the truth, is 100% accurate.
Make sure you check it out. One of the best websites in the world, WesternJournalism.com. That's WesternJournalism.com.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell defends his plan to ignore President Obama's latest Supreme Court nomination. He says Obama's high court picks have fit a pattern.
The records of every one of these Supreme Court justices have been anything but moderate or centrist. They have been resolutely left-wing.
The president nominating Merrick Garland to replace the late Justice Antonin Scalia on the Supreme Court. Garland is a veteran federal judge. An investigation shows supervisors at Veterans Affairs medical facilities in at least seven states told employees to falsify reports on how long patients waited for appointments. USA Today says nearly 500,000 veterans were waiting more than 30 days for appointments as of last month. The president defending drone strikes in the campaign against terrorism. He told students at the University of Chicago Law School that there are fewer deaths than in conventional warfare. Obama calling the drone strikes necessary because terrorists are intent on killing Americans. I'm John DeMaster for USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
I'm Sean Hare, the site director at ConservativeTribune.com. Conservative Tribune is one of the most visited news sites in the world, and the reason is simple. ConservativeTribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news every day. We are unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At ConservativeTribune.com, we don't make apologies for who we are or what we say. If you're looking for more than boring stories and simple thought, visit ConservativeTribune.com. That's ConservativeTribune.com.
A convicted murderer is dead after trying to escape from a high-security Arkansas prison. USA Radio's Anthony Lucero has that story for us.
Authorities say Christopher Wilson was shot and killed by two guards during an escape attempt on Thursday at a central Arkansas Supermax prison. A Department of Corrections spokesman said Wilson was given a warning before being shot by the guards. Wilson was serving two life sentences for killing a woman and her 8-month-old baby. I'm Anthony Lucero.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook. And don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
The weather forecast for the Hunterdon County area begins today with sunny skies and a high near 88. Southwesterly winds will be between 6 and 13 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 63 and southwesterly winds between 5 and 8 miles per hour. Saturday, a slight chance of showers between 1 p.m. and 3 p.m., then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 3 p.m., partly sunny with a high near 86 and calm winds becoming southwesterly around 6 miles per hour in the morning. The chance of precipitation is 30%. New rainfall amounts of less than a tenth of an inch, except higher amounts possible in thunderstorms. On Saturday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 66, and southwest winds between 3 and 5 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 40%. New rainfall amounts between a quarter and a half of an inch are possible. On Sunday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, cloudy with a high near 74, east winds between 3 and 7 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 50%. On Sunday evening, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, cloudy with a low around 60, and the chance of precipitation is 50%. New rainfall amounts less than a tenth of an inch are possible, except higher amounts possibly in the thunderstorm. Memorial Day on Monday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 3 p.m., and then mostly cloudy with a high near 74. The chance of precipitation is 30%. Monday evening, mostly cloudy with a low around 62.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
And good morning. You're listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helplines radio show, Friday mornings between 10 and 11. I'm Susan Lax, Executive Director of Hunterdon Helpline and also your host of this show. And very glad to be here on this wonderful sunny day. It's been a long time coming, I should say. Today we're going to talk about a few community events in Hunterdon County, all of which you should participate in. They're great events, and they showcase what goes on here in Hunterdon County, and that's really important, from business to nonprofit, from recreation to work. Many of these events will show you exactly what Hunterdon County is like to be here, work, play, live an enjoyable, wonderful, beautiful life in Hunterdon County, I have to say. The landscape is actually gorgeous. If you haven't been here before, you should stop in. When we moved here from Virginia, I have to say that it felt as though every weekend we were away and staying at a bed and breakfast, because you could go to the river towns and you just felt as though you had taken a drive to another place and stayed at one of these wonderful inns. Great places to eat, great places to antique, just great places to stroll and shop and go to the museums. They're just beautiful, beautiful towns. You have Lambertville, which is also right across the river from New Hope, and so you sort of got a double whammy there. French Town, another river town, just beautiful. Clinton, and the Red Mill, and the Art Museum, and wonderful shops. Can't get better than that. It really is a place to come and visit, but it's also a place to have your business and raise your family. the amount of horse farms in the area that just dot the landscape are amazing, and we still have dairy farms. We still have crop farmers, and like I said before, it is just a beautiful, beautiful place. And at the same time, we have high-tech industry here. So really, it's a great place to consider if you're thinking about moving your business or starting a business. And the schools are unparalleled. I can tell you that from my own experience with my children. So it's really a wonderful, wonderful place to live. And the events that we're going to be talking about are going to really showcase what goes on in Hunterdon County, but also showcase its community. There's a spirit here when you live here amongst all the different communities. A sense of pride, a sense of acceptance, and when we start talking about these events, you'll see that. I just want to say a little bit about Hunterdon Helpline, which is the county's information and referral service, first and foremost, your first call for help. Whatever your need, we serve you, residents, organizations, agencies, businesses. We are available to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days of the year. Our First Assist call center will help you with any need. It's our job to know what the other agencies provide in terms of services and programs. So we're sort of the one-stop shop. Call us, and we will be able to direct you to the appropriate organization that will assist you with your issue instead of going on a wild goose chase. You know, you can Google it and try to call five different places, or you can call the helpline at 908-782-4357. That's 908-782-4357. We take the guesswork out of it. We are, like I said, sort of the hub, so that you go to the right place at the right time. Again, that's 908-782-4357. And some of those needs, emergency shelter. We do that for both Hunterdon and Somerset County, support for seniors. We have several different programs ourselves, but again, can connect you with the programs and services that not only serve the senior population, but also their caregivers, suicide prevention, mental health resources, financial assistance, support for families, whatever the need, help is just a phone call away. Again, at 908-782-4357. And so, again, because we're Hunterdon Helpline, we're kind of all over the place to make sure that we know what is going on in Hunterdon County and how can we best serve you. The other thing that I want to mention is that on May 1, we moved to new offices, and we also have our literacy program and our work connectivity programs working out of those new offices on Maple Avenue. And so we're much more accessible in our new digs, and you can come on by and get some more information about what we do, not just, again, with the First Assist call center, but, again, with the literacy services, senior programs and services, work connectivity, matching you with Hunterdon County employers, and a variety of different things. So reach out to us at 908-782-4357. We're going to take a short commercial break and then go on to talk about these fabulous community events that are coming up in our area, all free. So we'll be right back.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
You're back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helplines radio show here Friday mornings between 10 and 11. I'm Susan Lax, your host of the show. And as I said in the first segment, we are going to talk about some incredible events that are coming up that showcase Hunterdon County and the communities that comprise Hunterdon County, the neighborhoods, etc. It's truly, it's kind of the start of the summer, and we're going to revel in the fact that we live in a great place. And as I said before, the beauty of Hunterdon County, I think, is unequaled from one end to the other, from one east to west. And I think these events showcase that. Also give an opportunity for you to get in your car, drive around, go to an event, and explore Hunterdon. So our first event that's coming up on June 2nd is the Hunterdon County Community Day. It's the fifth annual Hunterdon County Community Day hosted by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Again, June 2nd on Saturday, it's at the County Fairgrounds at South County Park, 1207 Route 179 in Ringo's. And this is, I've been at, I guess, everyone. Hunterdon Helpline has always had a booth, and it truly is a wonderful day for the entire family. Lots going on. So many different activities, so many different community booths, organizations, each of which, have their own thing that's going on at the booth. So no matter what your age, it really is a fun event. We've got the petting zoo, we've got pony rides, vendors, the famous reptile show that everybody comes out to see and even stays for the second show. Calliope organ, balloon rides, and so much more. It's 11 o'clock to 4 p.m. And there's also going to be a community shred event from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. That's sponsored by the Hunterdon County Clerk. And what better way to go and knock off two birds with one stone, as the expression goes, not that I'm into knocking off birds, because I have some, but truly, you could come, do your shredding, and still have a wonderful day. Refreshments, food, everything is right there at South County Park. Games, music, it really is a coming together of so many aspects of the county. The Cultural and Heritage Commission, all of their different little, I guess you could call them divisions or museums, etc., usually take part. And again, all at one place, it's fun to just see what the county has to offer. And then when you feel like it, you know, go and spend a day at one of the Hunterdon County museums that are so fantastic. Very interesting and certainly educational. So they do an incredible, incredible event at the community day with all these different booths showcasing really the riches of Hunterdon County, the gems. And I know I'm always interested in seeing, you know, what's new and is there a museum I forgot and didn't know about? And again, all at County Park on June 2nd. A lot of the nonprofits are going to be there. Obviously, Hunterdon Helpline as well. The hospital has, an incredible, incredible display. Lots of activities for both kids and adults because they want to get you moving. They want to get you healthy. So I can't wait to see what they've come up with this year. They just, every year it's actually something quite different. So really a wonderful, wonderful time to see what the hospital is doing, pick up some information there, but also have fun. And again, have fun with your kids. You know, it's June 2nd is a great time to come. It's the start of summer. Vacations haven't started yet. What do you want to do with the family? Have a wonderful family day. But also, like I said, really learn about Hunterdon County. And the booths really show the diversity of Hunterdon County. It's just absolutely amazing what it has to offer. So that, again, is Community Day, Saturday, June 2nd, from 11 o'clock to 4 p.m., just in time for lunch. There will be food vendors there, as I said, and a variety of different activities and a variety of different featured shows. I can't tell you enough about the reptile show. Every time people take a survey after Community Day, that is the number one attraction at Community Day. The number one. So if you haven't seen it, it's time you did. Just absolutely great. And the pony rides are obviously a big hit with the kids. But everybody loves those reptiles. And it's funny because most people will tell you they're afraid of snakes, and yet they're fascinated by them. And just, you know, the show is just intriguing, just absolutely intriguing. So, again, you know, come on down to Community Day. Well worth it. Hunterdon Helpline will be there along with other nonprofits. Safe Coalition will have a booth there. They're a sponsor. Cultural and Heritage Commission, sponsor. Hunterdon County, Hunterdon Healthcare. As I said, their booth is always has something incredibly fun to do. Unity Bank, really an incredible array of sponsors, but an incredible array of vendors, also business vendors, from, you know, food vendors to cultural vendors to, you know, regular retail people. It's just all at one place. I'd say all under one roof, but it's really all under one sky. And we can't get better than that. And like I said, it's the fifth annual day. I think it's important that not only do we showcase Hunterdon County, but we support Hunterdon County. So bring friends. Invite people that weekend to come down, because I'm going to tell you about another event that's actually the very next day. And in the first segment, I said when we moved to Hunterdon County, we felt as though we were on vacation every weekend, because we would be visiting the river towns and feeling as though we had gone down to, I don't know, South Carolina, and here we were just in our backyard. So instead of leaving the county for the weekend, invite friends in and let them see the riches of the area that we are fortunate to live with. Again, Hunterdon County Community Day, that's Saturday, June 2nd at the County Fairgrounds, South County Park, 1207 Route 179 in Ringo's. Again, 1207 Route 179 in Ringo's. And you don't have to make an appointment. You can just come on down between 11 and 4. The different events go on all day. Food, games, music. Again, we hope that you will join us then. Coming up, we're going to talk about the very next day, which is June 3rd. And that is the second annual We Are One Celebration of Community. And that is in Lambertville. That is sponsored by Fisherman's Mark Social Services and also the Lambertville Human Rights Council. And this is not just Lambertville-centric. They want you to come from all over the county. Again, free admission, and that is from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. at Cavallo Park. We're going to talk a little bit more about some of the things they're going to be doing, but check it out. Check out Hunterdon County. If you're listening now and you're not from Hunterdon County, here's a weekend. Happens to be my birthday weekend. That Friday is my birthday. It's almost like they gave me tons of things to do on my birthday weekend, and I could go from one event to the other and just celebrate. But so can you, even though it may not be your birthday. And if you're from out of county, it certainly is an opportunity for you to learn more about us and to see the different communities that comprise Hunterdon County, whether it be at Community Day or whether it be at the We Are One celebration in Lambertville the very next day. So it is an awesome weekend, and just a ton of different activities going on. And both of these events, just so I can tell you, give a shout out to some of the towns. You may go to one of the events, Community Day, from 11 to 4 on June 2nd, and then We Are One on June 3rd from 1 to 5. That gives you plenty of time to have dinner at one of the river towns, like I said. Go up to Clinton, go to Frenchtown, or on Sunday have brunch before you go to the We Are One celebration, and have to head on out if you're not living in Hunterdon County, or go to dinner afterwards. So there's just so much to do, so much to showcase. We are fortunate, being a nonprofit in Hunterdon County, that we can continuously give a shout out to all the businesses, all the nonprofits. We support each other, and we couldn't exist and be successful and sustainable without this kind of partnership. And I think when we see an event like this, where so many are participating, again, whether it's nonprofit or for-profit, it really gives the flavor of a community working together, making it the best place. Again, I always like to say, where you can live, work, and play. And you can't get better, like I said. So, two events. I'm going to talk a little bit more about We Are One on Sunday, June 3rd, when we come back after this break. Okay, we're going to go on to the weather for today and the next few days. It's sunny with a high near 88. Southwesterly winds between 7 and 13 miles per hour. Today, it's a beautiful day. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 63 and southwesterly winds between 3 and 7 miles per hour. On Saturday, a slight chance of showers between noon and 2 p.m., then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m. Partly sunny with a high near 86, southwest winds between 3 and 6 miles per hour, and the chance of precipitation is 40%. New rainfall amounts between a tenth and a quarter of an inch are possible, except for higher amounts during thunderstorms. On Saturday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy, a low around 66, and southwest winds between 3 and 5 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 40%. On Sunday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, cloudy with a high near 74, easterly winds between 3 and 7 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 50%. New rainfall amounts between a quarter and a half an inch are possible. Sunday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, cloudy with a low around 60. The chance of precipitation is 40%. On Memorial Day, this Monday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 2 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 74, and the chance of precipitation is 30%. Still have time after 2 p.m. to get out the grill and have that Memorial Day picnic. And on Monday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 62. So not a bad day to remember our veterans and enjoy the company of our friends and family. And we are back with Hunterdon Helpline's Hands Across Hunterdon show. We were talking about the different events that are going on coming up just next week. So after you have a wonderful Memorial Day weekend, next weekend is going to be chock full of opportunities for you and your family. On Saturday, June 2nd, we have the Hunterdon County Community Day, hosted by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. It's the fifth annual day. And the details that I discussed before, between 11 and 4 p.m. at South County Park in Ringo's on 1207 Route 179. Not only are there different activities, different vendors, there's a petting zoo, pony rides, vendors, reptile show, a calliope organ, tethered balloon rides, and more. This event is absolutely a must-go-to, and for a variety of reasons. Learn more about your county, but have some fun with your friends and family. And also, you can do something else while you're there. Bring all the things you need shredded. There's going to be a community shred event sponsored by the county clerk between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. PM. So bring those boxes. And like I said, you know, do something that you have to do and do something that you don't have to do, but that's a lot of fun. Saturday, June 2nd, County Fairgrounds, South County Park, 1207 Route 179 in Ringo's for your GPS. And that's the Hunterdon County Community Day. So before the break, we were talking about the next day, Sunday, June 3rd, and that is the We Are One community celebration, and that is in Lambertville, and that also free admission, free kids activities, live music, food vendors. This is hosted by Fisherman's Mark. And also the Lambertville Human Rights Council. This is the second year they're doing it. Hunterdon Helpline will be there as well. We were there last year for the first event, which was absolutely wonderful. Great community spirit, wonderful information, great music. I was dancing the whole time. And there were food vendors as well. really a fun time at Cavallo Park and in the heart of Lambertville. So you can take in the community celebration, but also, you know, take a stroll through Lambertville and see what Lambertville has to offer if you haven't been there recently. It's one of my favorite places to go, both for food and for shopping. And so we will be there, as I said, Huntington Helpline from 1 to 5. And so we'll be able to answer your questions for any needs that you might have in the community and also point you to some of the fun activities while we're there. That, again, is free admission. This is something that, as I said, is sponsored by Fisherman's Mark and the Lambertville Human Rights Council. Both organizations, Huntington Helpline, is happy to work with. But I have to tell you a lot about Fisherman's Mark because being in South County, sometimes the organization is overlooked, and we work extensively with them because Helpline obviously helps people from all over the county, but the collaboration is so important that we have with the other organizations. So we work so closely with Fisherman's Mark for clients who are in that area, but also for clients throughout the county. Fisherman's Mark has a lot to offer, and it's not just for the Lambertville residents. They also have a food pantry, and they're part of the Partnership for Health, Huntington Healthcare System. I guess you would call it a committee, but it's huge. It's basically every organization in the county that has something to do with healthcare. And our mission this year is to address obesity and healthy living. And I have to say that Fisherman's Mark is right there in terms of their food pantry, trying to make those goals happen. And I am proud to sit on the Partnership for Health Access Committee with Fisherman's Mark because we sort of have made Fisherman's Mark a model for other organizations trying to impart healthy living education and other food pantries, making sure that the people who need to access the food pantries get the information that they need about healthy foods and healthy living. And one of the best things I think that Fisherman's Mark has done, thanks to a high school person and also a volunteer, is to start educating people about donating food and how to donate food so that it is the best way, the biggest bang for the buck, and the most efficient way to provide food to those who need it. And there's a video on Fisherman's Mark that was done by a high school person, and I'm sorry that I don't know that person's name, but I'm sure that it is on the video or on Facebook. It's really incredible, and I urge you to go to their website and check it out, because what it does is educate us that we can drop off cans, and we can, you know, non-perishable items or what have you to all, and not just Fisherman's Mark food pantry, but all the food pantries. And feel, yes, we certainly have done something important. But if we want to make a bigger impact, don't drop off the cans of food. Drop off cash. And I don't mean a lot of cash. Drop off $5. Drop off the exact same amount that it costs you to get the canned items, the non-perishable items, because Fisherman's Mark can purchase more with your money than you can in terms of food items. And so you could increase your donation of food threefold, by just giving them the dollars instead of bringing them the actual food items. I mean, that's amazing, right? And they have a wonderful video. Like I said, if you go on their Facebook, you'll see it as well. Like them on their Facebook. That's always important. Truly a way to show your support for an incredible organization. Absolutely incredible organization. So, again, if you're going to, and again I say, not just for Fisherman's Mark, but if you're going to bring food items, remember, the amount of money it costs you to buy what you're bringing will go a longer way if you were to donate the dollars instead of the cans. Very important. So when we go to these events and Fisherman's Marks, we are one event, June 3rd, 1 to 5. You can learn more about this. And you can also donate. So if you were thinking of donating to a food pantry, but you're also going to the We Are One celebration on June 3rd, then I would suggest that you, like I said, bring those dollars and contribute while you're having a fantastic time. Free kids activities, live music, food vendors, all at Cavallo Park. And that is on June 3rd from 1 to 5. You'll also see other agencies such as Hunter and Helpline. You'll be able to get information about the Lambertville Human Rights Council that's working very hard to make sure that we all live successfully together and appreciative of each other, and a lot of other organizations that are going to partake. So I know, like I said, we'll be there having some fun. It's a great, great weekend to once again explore Hunterdon County at a wonderful free event while you're also being educated about the resources in our area. And you may say to yourself, well, I don't need those resources. Well, but somebody you know does. Believe me. Somebody you know is in need. And you might be able to pick up some information that you can pass on and help somebody get back on track. So it's always important to be educated. But I think it's really important to be educated about the resources in your area. Because, one, you never know when you might be in need. But, two, you always know someone else. You always know someone else who is in need. Whether it is in your family, whether it's a neighbor, whether it's somebody you know at work. And wouldn't it be great to be empowered with the knowledge so that when somebody says to you, they're having a crisis, they're having a problem, they don't know where to turn, you are able to help them. We're going to take a short break and come back to another event, which is sponsored by Hunterdon Helpline. So stay tuned.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody out there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you...
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to Hands Across Hunterdon. I'm Susan Lax, your host of the show. We've been talking about a fantastic weekend coming up next weekend after you honor our veterans this weekend and spend some time with family and friends. The following weekend, you can participate in two wonderful events, one on June 2nd, the Hunterdon County Community Day, and that is at South County Park in Ringo's from 11 to 4. And on Sunday, roll right into We Are One, a celebration of community, June 3rd, 1 to 5 at Cavallo Park in Lambertville. All have music, food, vendors, all kinds of fun for folks of all ages. So, truly a fabulous weekend to sort of start the summer, right? Even though technically, I guess, what is it? June 21st is the first day of summer, I believe. But why not start it now? With experiencing good weather, I don't want to jinx those events. But hopefully it'll be as beautiful as it is today. If you need more information, go to Fisherman's Mark online or go to the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and you'll be able to get additional information about that. If you're still interested in being a vendor at the Hunterdon County Community Day, there's still time. So I expect that you should give them a call if you're interested, 908-782-7115. That's 908-782-7115. So we're going to move on from June to July because Hunterdon Helplines, famous, and I mean famous, boy, has it become famous. Not that we started it, but we're happy to continue its fame. Salsa Night 2018, July 21st, Saturday, 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. on Main Street in Flemington. Again, another wonderful community event. I know I'm bragging. but that showcases so much about Hunterdon County. Definitely showcases Flemington and the businesses on Main Street. And most importantly, brings so many people together. Last year, we were told that we hit the 6,000 person mark for attending Salsa Night. We had, well over 35 vendors, including food vendors, incredible food trucks from French food to seafood to obviously Latino fare to sweets and desserts to incredible drinks. And of course, Jake's runs the beer and garden, beer and wine garden, I should say. And fantastic music, two live bands, and we just had a blast again with Salsa Instruction right there in front of the county courthouse, and so many different vendors, retail vendors, do-it-yourself vendors, car vendors, you name it, nonprofits, county organizations. It is just incredible if you live in Hunterdon County, but even more so if you live out of Hunterdon County and you're looking for a fantastic festival to attend during the summer with friends and family, because you ain't seen nothing, honey, until you've come to Salsa Night. It is just an incredible, wonderful event. Starts at 4 p.m., goes to 10 p.m., and it's so one famous and so much fun that people have asked that we extend the hours and also go into 2 days. But believe me, I'm exhausted by the time 10 o'clock rolls around. It is just an amazing event, and people do come from all over New York, Pennsylvania, Connecticut, other counties, obviously. And we have so many wonderful sponsors. Just absolutely incredible. ShopRite is a signature sponsor again. And ShopRite of Flemington has been part of Salsa Night way before Hunterdon Helpline ever took it over. So we're always, 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 always grateful for their sponsorship. Unity Bank has stayed in there with us. Flemington Car and Truck Country, again, multiple years staying with us. We've got the Cultural and Heritage Commission, Shout, and the Print Shop, year after year, have just been so incredible. Jake's sponsoring the Beer and Wine Garden. Absolutely wonderful, wonderful sponsors who make it happen. And we couldn't be more delightful. It really is a coming together of so many communities. While it's Salsa Night, I always liken it to the dish of all those different ingredients coming together to make something really incredibly delicious. And that's what Salsa Night is all about. Last year, we had a surprise dance exhibition, if you will, from the Rwandan Committee of Hunterdon County, and people were just mesmerized watching their dance. It was one of the most grateful to have them, but it was one of the most graceful dances I've seen, and it was just, oh my gosh, it was so incredible to have them, and they will be invited back. So many different activities, vendors, entertainment. It's amazing. And you can't get better when it comes to the food. Like I said, food trucks galore, and also the restaurants on Main Street and in Hunterdon County that also come. So we're showcasing those businesses as well. There's always something for everyone. You know, if you're not into the food truck, that's fine. 55 Main comes out in front of their shop with white linen, and always a menu reflective Latino fare, but it's a sit-down environment, so you can get anything at Salsa Night. And so here's one of the most important things. Salsa Night is one of Hundred and Helpline's biggest fundraisers. And we need you to support it. We need you to support us. We can't do the good work that we do helping those in need without you. So every time, if you're a vendor and you come out to Salsa Night, you are supporting us. If you're a food truck and you come out to Salsa Night, you are supporting us. We are incredibly grateful that one of our sponsors is also the Flemington Community Partnership, because they are not just promoting business, they're promoting the nonprofits in our area as well. And we're absolutely thrilled to have them on board also for multiple years now, and the borough. So when you come out and you say, I'm going to be a vendor and have the opportunity to sell your programs, your services, your products, what have you, you're also supporting Helpline, and it's huge. It's really, really important. You want to be a sponsor, we will shout you from the rooftops. Shout you from the rooftops. So Salsa Night, Saturday, July 21st, 4 p.m. to 10 p.m., and that is on Main Street in Flemington from Mine Street to Kapner Street. And if you are interested in becoming a vendor, food vendor, or sponsor, all you have to do is give us a call. 908-782-4357. 908-782-4357. We will send you a packet. We'll put you on board. And not only will, one, you help your business by showcasing it at Salsa Night, two, help Hundred and Helpline, but you will have a fantastic time. I will tell you that employees whose bosses say, we're going to do Salsa Night, would you like to man the booth? It's always a yes, because it's incredible. Like I said, live music, great vendors, great food, and just an incredibly important community event with all community coming together to showcase what Hundred and County is all about, as well as Main Street Flemington. So please give us a call at 908-782-4357, or you can email us at salsanight@helplinehc.org. Thank you for listening, and I hope you're back next week. Have a wonderful Memorial Day weekend.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located at the historic Large House, 119 Main Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them. Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins,
numismatic supplies and books,
gold, silver, and platinum bullion,
paper currency,
United States proof and mint sets, including current issues.
From junior collector to the experienced investors,
Rabcoin has been for the industry since